KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news. It's been confirmed that Budget 3.0 will be tabled in exactly 3 weeks' time.
And we're here to take any further questions you may have on this particular matter. The DG has instructed me to tell you that between now and the 21st, I won't talk to you. It's a closed period.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has briefed the media following last week's reversal of the proposed 0.5% VAT increase. Until a new budget is passed, departments can spend up to 45% of last year's budget in the first 4 months and 10% each month after that. The minister says Treasury's revised focus includes key priorities, which include boosting revenue collection, driving economic growth, and government spending.
We must balance the budget by managing our cost better. Other taxes besides VAT further was not an option. It would harm growth, savings and jobs. Borrowing more would worsen our debt crisis. We already spend more than R1 billion a day servicing debt. We must do more with less. Review government spending critically. Root out waste. Every cent of public money must be spent wisely.
And if you have been charged VAT at 15.5%, there's a way to claim back your money. That's according to the director at AGM Tax, Leonard Willemse.
So there's a mechanism that's allowed for by the VAT legislation where customers can ask the relevant supplier to issue them with a credit note. So in other words, let's say they've received an invoice for 15.5% and they've already made payment based on that invoice. They can then request that supplier to essentially cancel that invoice by issuing a credit note and be refunded the relevant amount that was overcharged in the form of additional VAT.
The South African Revenue Service has given vendors until mid-May to adjust their systems back to 15% if they haven't yet done so. Willemse says consumers would need to check their invoices to ensure they're not being overcharged.
So I think it's going to be a while, I would say a month or so, where you have to really diligently look at your account statement, look at your invoices that you've received and make sure that you haven't been overcharged.
In other news, repairs at the Lower Tugela Waterworks have been completed following a breakdown over the weekend. Power failure in Ilembe District caused a water outage on Saturday, which severely damaged a high-lift pump station. Umgeni Utugela Water's Siyabonga Mapumulo says a new pump sourced from Gauteng was installed yesterday afternoon.
While water operations have resumed, it may take some time for certain areas to receive their normal supply volumes, as reservoir levels need to sufficiently recover. We urge communities to use water extremely sparingly in order to allow for the reservoir levels to pick up more quickly. And we also apologize for the inconvenience caused.
And abroad, Pakistan claims it has credible intelligence. India intends to launch military action. Tensions between the two countries are ramping up after 26 people were killed in an attack in India-controlled Kashmir last week. India claims it has identified the three attackers involved. Islamabad has repeatedly denied involvement and predicts action starting in the next 24 hours. Your top story this hour, a revised budget will be tabled in exactly 3 weeks' time. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has addressed the media following the last week's reversal of the proposed 0.5% VAT hike. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.